Good morning, all. Well, the result from Fastnet Tempest on Saturday night was not what we were looking for. Unfortunately, a number of things worked against us, primarily the weather. The track deteriorated significantly early on the Saturday afternoon at Ascot, and as a result, by the time our race was run, the track was starting to cut up. We now know that this horse is a duffer on this sort of condition, and really, although he presented himself for about 200 metres as they got near the 400 metre point, he didn't continue on his run. And once he was beaten, Ryan Moore told us after the race that he just let the horse cruise to the line, knowing that he may have another run for him in another week's time. The race turned out to be quite a form debacle, really, where you had the first three runners 50 to 1, 20 to 1, and 20 to 1. So it was hard to glean anything of significance from it other than obviously the ground affected more than us. At this stage, we haven't spoken to William, although our focus is clearly on the Emirates Stakes, where we're more likely to get a firmer track, which will suit this horse undoubtedly. There's some conjecture as to whether the blinkers worked. It may be that he goes back to the winkers, although Ryan didn't think that they made much difference, to be honest. So we'll let William Haggis make the call on that. As for the horse's next run, he is entered at Goodwood next weekend, and if he pulled up well, it was William's intention to go there, given that he got an easy second half of last furlong of the race. He may actually consider that, but otherwise there's a race for him at York towards the end of August, and that would then be his next assignment. Obviously, after that, he then goes into quarantine. We'll let you know as soon as we hear back from William as to what the plan is and how the horse has pulled up. All the best.